This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be having a chat with Sarah Wallett. Of course, you are going to talk to me a little bit about Movember. We've been talking all about this across the month of April, as of course it is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Now, I guess, you know, there's been a lot of talk all about testicular cancer. Of course, we're being made very aware of, you know, how important it is to check yourself. You've got a fantastic campaign called Know Thy Nuts, which is inspired, you know, by the fabulous work that you do at Movember. Can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to come up with the name Know Thy Nuts and, of course, the campaign itself?
Well, you know, at Movember, we are known for trying to keep things short, sweet and catchy, and it was the best way to do it. But also really for us, it was about on the back of some pretty compelling research that we did in Ireland. So interestingly and kind of scary in a way that like more than 60% of men in Ireland were unaware that testicular cancer is actually the most common cancer in young men. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that we get the word out that this is an important thing for men to be aware of, particularly in the age range of like 18 to 35. It's really that's the age range that it affects the most. And it's really also interesting to us that like one in five men never ever check their testicles, so they don't even know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so Know Thy Nuts is really about giving guys the information about how to check themselves, understanding that it's actually really simple. It's a three-step process, and just knowing what's normal for you, because it's different for everyone, and kind of just being aware that, of changes so that you are able to say, oh, that feels a bit different to previously, or maybe I don't feel as good about that. I'm going to go to my GP and get that looked at.
Absolutely. And I guess, how are you guys aiming to kind of combat the stigma that's surrounding testicular cancer awareness and the self-checks as well? Because I know you've put a lot of importance on making sure that guys actually check themselves.
Yeah, I think the stigma is really, it's really important for us to combat. You know, it's interestingly, because a lot of men, nearly half of the men that we spoke to in Ireland, they actually wouldn't go to the doctor because they'd be too embarrassed about their nuts. And so really for us, it's like, let's really try and dispel all those fears, all that stigma around it by making it as simple as possible, openly talked about as possible. So we work with all kinds of people around Ireland to kind of just get the word out. We've got a huge kind of pair of nuts in Houston Station right now. And it's really about like, this shouldn't be something that we shy away from. It's really important that we talk about it, probably in a similar way that, you know, breast checks, smear tests, all those kinds of things. Women are aware of them. They get them done. They're probably less afraid to talk about those things with their peers and with their GP. We want the same kind of conversations to happen for men around their testicles.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think are the main barriers preventing men from regularly checking themselves for testicular cancer? Is it a lack of knowledge, or is it that, I don't know, we sometimes seem quite prudish here in Ireland where, you know, we don't talk about, you know, your anatomy down there, or people can get quite embarrassed, or like you said yourself there, that maybe guys just feel a little bit embarrassed about going to the doctor when they do notice something.
Yeah, I mean, I think firstly, many men don't even know how to check themselves.
Yeah.
So really for us, Know Thy Nuts is all about just showing you how easy it is, how you can do it anywhere. You can do it yourself. And it's really a simple process. So on our website, on Movember.com, you can go to Know Thy Nuts, and it gives you all of the steps. It's only three steps. Really simple stuff. You can do it in the shower. And I think that's the first thing. So it's like, how do I do it? It's pretty, we can give you all the details there. And then what do I do if something feels not quite right, or if I'm not sure about something? And I think that's where another set of fear comes in. Like, I don't know if I want to talk to my doctor about this, or what if it's nothing and I've wasted someone's time? We want to get rid of all of that fear, because really doctors they talk about these things all the time. They're not embarrassed to have that conversation. And in fact, they would rather you come in, have a conversation, and actually come out of that realizing that you're actually totally fine. Mm-hmm. That is a much better place to be than not going at all. And we know that a large proportion of men, like 22% of men, really wait till something is quite serious before they see the doctor. Yeah. Around anything to do with their testicles. So early is better.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like, do you have any advice for somebody? Let's just say it's a friend, family member, a partner, that type of thing. I know I interviewed Michael Cowman just there last week. He's a testicular cancer survivor. And he said that when he, you know, he was out on a night out, somebody actually kicked him in the nether regions, and he still woke up with a pain, a ferocious pain, that he was like, okay, something isn't wrong. If you have a family member who, you know, is complaining of a pain, and they're like, no, I'm sure sure it'll go away. I'm sure it'll be fine. I don't need to get checked. Have you got any advice for somebody to try and encourage somebody to maybe go and get checked for testicular cancer? But maybe you just don't know how to approach the conversation because it's not something that you're used to talking about.
Absolutely. I think, well, you know, that's really why we created this whole kind of campaign, which is like try and make it as funny and easy as possible to have that conversation. I think particularly when it comes to talking about men's health, I think there's a really big movement to kind of empower men to be able to have those conversations about their health in mm-hmm. the easiest way for them. So make it as take away the serious nature of it in a way. So try and just keep it as lighthearted as possible, I suppose. But also just reassuring them, like, it's really important that you look after your health. It affects the other people in your life. It affects society and as a whole. So like from a Movember perspective, our view is that like men's health is not a men's issue. It's a whole of society issue. So families, women, your workplace, your mates, your teammates on your rugby team, whatever it might be. So I think that's really how we approach it, is like, might be scary, but actually it's very important, and go with the person or help make the call or do whatever it is you can do, because it affects everyone, not just them. And the other thing we like to say is also that, like, you know, when we talk about, you don't have to wait until there is a problem, right? So just having the message that, like, hey, you know, you're a young guy, just make sure you know how to do this. Mm-hmm. That's the bare minimum, right? Just make sure that you know this is something you should be aware of and you know how to do it. And for women, we really we think about the same way that, like, you're going to have your smear tests, you're going to do your breast checks. It's the same thing, and no one's afraid to talk about that stuff. So yeah, really, let's think about it in the same way.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's a fantastic campaign, and I'm delighted that we're getting the chance to have a chat about it here on iRadio. Sarah, if anybody wants to find out more, if they want to, again, take a look at that guide that you spoke about that is on the website, where is the best place to find out all of the information that you're supporting and spreading awareness about for Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, which, of course, is this month, April?
That's right. We're bang in the middle of April. So if you go to Movember.com/KnowThyNuts, all the information is there. If anybody wants to check out any of our social media, it's all over Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, anywhere you look. And also, you can always reach out to us via our website. We're happy to help.
Oh, Sarah, it's been such a pleasure having you on to have a chat. There's always a space for you guys if you want to have any other chats about some of the campaigns that you're running throughout Movember. And listen, have a great evening, and it's so lovely to talk to you.
Thanks so much. Chat soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.